You're listening to Wine on the Vine with Lisa Mayaka, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful people. I am greeting you this afternoon, Thursday, April 15th, 2021, in the same vein that my guest on today's wonderful show greets all of her clients and friends and Instagram followers on a regular basis. She says, "Good morning, beautiful people." And I love that. So I thought I'd open the show that way today. But before we get to the guest, welcome to another episode of Shameless Storytelling. I am your host, Lisa Mayaka, for an hour of Wine on the Vine. Thank you to everyone who has sent such wonderful comments, support, and interest our way. We are reading about your thoughts about the shows from week to week on Facebook, both LA Talk Radio Facebook page, as well as Wine on the Vine, W-H-I-N-E, on the Vine, Facebook. I'm also on Instagram at Wine on the Vine. And of course, there is wineonthevine.com, where week after week now, my blog is pairing perfectly with the theme of every show. And this week, I am so excited to tell you that this show is sponsored for the first time by someone other than yours truly. Our sponsor for today's show is none other than Self-Made Training Facility in Rancho Cucamonga. That is a town in California, for those of you who aren't nearby. It is a wonderful training facility filled with professional certified personal trainers and their clients who, of course, consider your safety before all else. And so COVID has been an interesting finagling for the gym. But this gym is very adept at building champions. And as you will soon hear, my guest on today's show is, look at my hair, it's just going all over the place for those of you watching. Sorry. Let's not be distracting that way. My guest on today's show is none other than one of their most asked for, most experienced trainer of 17 years and 60-year-old badass, the one and the only Martha Madrigal. And so I'm so excited to welcome her to the show today. Hi! Yes, and so many of your beautiful friends are watching this show today because we've already had like a preliminary conversation on Instagram. Right. And I have been privy to some of those comments, like 60, 70, 80 of them who believe in you and are so excited to hear the stories that you're going to bring forth today. I know you're not even sure what you're going to talk about today.
I'm excited I'm here.
So this is really cool for me. Okay, so I hesitate to say she's my personal trainer because then you'll look at my body as She is the one woman, the one human that has had the grit, the guts, and the gall to put me in my place when I show at the gym and I say, "Oh, hell no, I'm not doing that." And teeny tiny little badass Martha has found a way into my stubborn mind and mindset and is really helping me overcome some of these things in my head that have tripped me up for so long. And so I'm hoping we can talk about that a little bit today, too.
Absolutely.
But welcome to the radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed. I'm very blessed to be on here. I'm overwhelmed with so much love, so much response. And yes, Self-Made Training Facility in Rancho is the place to go, you know. So I've been there 4 years and I absolutely love it. And I love you. So, yes.
But you've been training for 17. And before that, you were a stay-at-home mom.
I was a stay-at-home mom
for over a decade with no professional experience outside of some dental hygiene and some flower. You had a little flower business. And I don't even know how those stories align you for what you do now and for the lives that you touch every day. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
You know, when I started the floral business, I've always had a little gym in my garage. I purchased a little gym that you did online, and you purchased it, and you know, then you didn't have phones or you didn't have all this stuff going on. But anyhow, I started there in my garage, and I would work out of my garage. And then I did a floral shop. I did flowers. I designed flowers. I worked for a florist for a few years, a couple of years. But I always had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to help people with their fitness. I didn't know where to start or how I started, where it was going to start. But then I decided to, you know, I said, you know what? I think I can do this. After going to dental school, I was doing all that. I said, it's time. It's time to help women out and men.
And okay. Why? Have you always been a fitness guru? Have you always had a... Show us your... for those of you listening, you're like, what just happened? Martha flexed her biceps and triceps and puts.
You know, I have not always been, I haven't always had muscles that to show because I was always a runner. I'm a marathon runner. I've ran, you know, 10 marathons different. I've done the 26 a few times. I've done half marathons. So it wasn't always about lifting weights. It was just about running. And then I got into the weightlifting and I started to see how my body changed. And I was like, okay, I like this. And then your food had to change. Because when I was running, I did not change the way. My husband always said, baby, you could eat whatever you want because you're running. And that is not true.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hit timeout. Yes. Why? What? Because I know you loved to run. Love to run is like your hashtag. Yes. What is there to love about running?
It is, for me, it's almost relaxing because it relaxes my mind. If I'm having one of those crazy days, I just go run and you're breathing the fresh air, even on a treadmill. Cause there's times that I had to train on a treadmill, you know, you put your music on and you're just in a whole different world. I just love it. I love the adrenaline. I love, it just feels good.
So you did all these marathons before kids. Once you had kids, you quit being healthy, right?
No, once when I had kids is when I started my marathons. Yes, I had two kids and the way I was a stay-at-home mom and the way I would train was I put my kids in the middle of a track and they would play and I would run the track and my husband would be there and we'd just run the track until I got good. And yeah.
So baby's like taking care of himself in a little stroller and you're just checking in as you do lap after. Seriously?
Yes, I did that. I did that till, you know, like I said, through my whole time of staying home for the 13, 15 years I stayed home as a mom.
But doesn't running build muscle? I mean, it has to, right?
No, it does. Well, if you ever see the people that are on the treadmills, we call them the treadmill queens because they all look the same. So they're not doing anything with their body. They're just burning calories constantly. They're not building muscles. So you need, in order for you to look a certain way and have some definition, you need to eat first right. That's the main thing. And then you start lifting some weights. The cardio comes after because muscle burns fat. That's what muscle does. It burns fat. You don't necessarily have to be on a treadmill. You know, it's all about lifting weights. And I love it. I love lifting weights.
I used to laugh at her when she said this. I did. I laughed at her. I'm like, yeah, that's not even a thing. That puts you in some category of like mentally ill. Like, I love lifting weights. What? But I'm about to cross 50 threshold this year. And all kinds of weird things are happening inside my body. And I've never worshipped fitness or anything like that, but I'm with you as far as knowing that when I get my miles in, when I get a workout of some kind in, I move into a healthier mental place. And it's kind of my panacea for all things screwed up in the head. So that matters to me. But now I'm realizing the hormonal shifts and things that are coming at this like wonderful life transition.
Yes.
And you look at me like, that's not an excuse, Lisa.
Exactly.
And then you put me in the gym and you force like muscle movement and isolation. And I enter this kind of what I've determined now is a new mindful practice for me. Cause I either want to beat the crap out of you and run out of the gym and curse your name and think that I got away with something.
Right.
Or I need to buckle the F down, do what she tells me because she looks like that and I don't. And there might be something to what you're saying.
Yes. And you know, it's all about you wanting it. How bad do you want it? You know, I tell my clients, how bad do you want to feel better, look better, you know, breathe better? It all starts there.
How bad did you want this? Like, so your story goes backwards a little bit. You did not have a qualification. You walked into a gym one day and you watched women such as me do what? Wander around lost?
Yeah, you know, I would go to train myself. I would go to a gym and I wasn't a trainer then. I would go in a gym and I would see the women. They would just walk around the machines. And I know there's a lot of women and men included who walk around the gym and they don't know what to do. And you're like, and I felt like, how can I help these? I know that I can help them. And the only way I taught myself is then it was magazines. You know, you get all the fitness magazines and you learn on your own because I wasn't a trainer. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn how to do this. But I felt really bad for the women that are going around in circles because you get so intimidated with these big old machines and you don't know how to use it. So then that's the direction I went to. And I said, okay, I'm not qualified. I don't have a certification, but I'm going to go put my resume out there and I'm going to try to see what I can do. And that's what I did. And it's funny, but nobody called me when I put these out. It took about 4 months or 5 months. I looked in the want ads with my husband sitting there and I'm literally in tears because I said, babe, they didn't even consider me. There's somebody here wanting where I put an application. And it's crazy how life just goes around. You know, God is so good. The next day I got a phone call and a message on there and it said, hey, Martha, we want to interview you. And that's where it began. I got hired. I started off as showing people how to use machines. That's exactly what I did. You know, I did that for about a year until I was certified. And then the story goes on. And here I am 17 years later doing what I love. I absolutely love it. I love seeing progress in so many. There's so many ways to see progress in women and men. You know, it could be squats, it could be balance, it could be so many mentally. It helps you mentally, especially during this time that we've had these close shutdowns. You know, getting out, even going for a walk, it's so good for you. You know, it just makes you feel better mentally, physically. So yeah, it's got to start somewhere and you have to make the choice. And I'm there to help you, you know, and that's where I help so many women and men.
Some of us show up and so in my social work training, when we're looking at interventions for people, we're evaluating and assessing kind of where they are in the process or decision to change. And so there's these stages, right? So there's what we call this pre-contemplation stage. Okay. And that's where we look in the mirror and we hate that the clothes that fit us 2 years ago, COVID-19 has been added plus another 20 and they don't fit. But then we walk in the gym, we walk around the machines and go home and go, well, I tried that on for size. That's not going to work for me. That's pre-contemplation. Like, we know we need to change because something's happening that's going to take us down a path, you know, we really don't want to go, but we're not ready for change. And so when you and I met each other, that's where I was. And you were brave, one, because I think pretty soon you figured out, oh, yeah. This girl's mindset is messed up. She is stubborn as, and it's going to take a special sauce to get in there. And
special sauce.
But you stuck with me that way. Are there times where a client comes in and kind of tells you, yeah, here, let me try 4 sessions on for size, and you just know they aren't ready. They're not going to do it. What do you do?
When I train my girls and my guys, it's when they come in, it's, you have to train. You're not coming in to sign up for 4 days, because 4 days is not going to do you anything. Not unless you are doing 4 days a week just for that week. Okay. And then you're out of town. Cause I get people who are from out of town and just come in and say, you know what? I've been working with a trainer out here. I'm out of town. I said, come on in.
You're willing to do that. So someone plops in. I mean, there's a lot of business that happens here in San Bernardino County and at the edge of LA County. And so someone can come into town and look you up, Martha,
absolutely,
on your Instagram, or call the gym, and they can get 4 sessions in that week that they're here and keep progressing on whatever track they're on.
Yes. And so when they go back home, their trainer is going to say, hey, were you on track? And say, oh, yeah, I went to South Main in Rancho. And so that's,
because after 17 years, I figure you are pretty adept at understanding when you see a body shape and you listen to what a person's doing. Like, I mean, you assess me all the time. Like, what have you been eating, drinking? I've got a shoulder injury that we have to work around and some things like that. And you've been very, your experience to me speaks volumes.
Thank you.
To your care and my safety with you as my trainer. I'm sure you've had trainers.
Yes.
I've
had 2 trainers, not one okay and one not so good. And I never went back because I thought, wait a minute, this is not how a person should feel. When you're training with somebody, you should be able to get out of bed, not to where you're not able to walk, literally not walk. But yeah, you know, it's so important when people come in and I train them, I assess them to see where their mechanics aren't good. So movement, like you said, movement is so important. Like for yourself, you have a bad shoulder. If you came in and you say, you know what, I have a bad shoulder, a bad knee, we're going to take care of those things first. Let's see what's going on. You know, of course, I don't train anybody unless they bring me a referral from their doctor, say, hey, you know what, she's released to go and work out. Mm-hmm. But I will rehab you through, I've done women who have had knee surgeries, shoulder, you know, issues, all kinds of issues that you have physically, and worked with them, you know. And, you know, I have one client that I can say that I worked with her. She came in with a cast on her leg. She had knee surgery. And she came in, we worked up her body, and, you know, her doctor even said, wow, whoever is your trainer, you know, that's amazing. She is awesome, because look at where you're at now. And it's just, it's all a mindset. You have to want it really bad, you know. So you come into the gym and you say, hey, I want to do 4 days. Okay, are you from out of town? Have you been working out forever? You know, so again, 4 days.
So if I show up and I say I want it really bad, you're going to want to know what it is, of course.
I'm going to know just by you talking to you, you know, I'm going to see the way you are, how you react. It's like, if you're like, oh, I don't know, I can't do that. If there's a lot of C-A-N-T's, you know, that's one word I don't use is can't, you know, if you want this, you are able to do it. Maybe you're not able to do it then, but you're going to do it, you know? So it's again, if you want it bad enough, you're going to do it. And look at you, you've come a long way. When you started, you know, you were.
Every other word was can't. Like, she just, Martha would give me a directive, and I looked at her cross-eyed first. Then I swore. Then I looked around the gym at these like 20-year-olds in TikTok leggings and bodies I've never had, let alone when I was that age. And I'm like, oh no. And then I, you know, I think part of the piece that works for me with you, Martha, is your grace and your age. And your age, I know you say is just a number, but when I look at someone who is, she doesn't let age be an excuse.
Right.
And you never have.
Never.
But for me, like, that's where my head goes. It's like, well, do you know what, do you know how old, do you know what? And you're like, and I'll do it.
And you know what? That's a big excuse. And it starts, I'm going to say, because I've been doing this for a while. So the people I train, it starts from age 11 all the way to 75-year-old. So there, I've got a whole range of women.
Wow.
So it's not just one age group.
Okay.
So usually the women who are in their 30s, who start saying, well, I have kids, I'm not able to do it, I have a job. If you have 10 minutes to get on your phone and Facebook, an hour to Facebook, then you have an hour to work out.
You're shutting down those excuses. You know, yeah.
That's what I mean. You have to want it so bad that you're going to do anything, even if you have kids. There are people that don't have the support from their husbands or their spouses. But you're doing it for yourself. You got to remember, you're doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I want to feel good. I want to look good. I want to look in the mirror and say, okay, I feel good. This feels good. If I have grandchildren, I do have one grandchild and I love him dearly, but I'm able to play around and run and do all kinds of things because this is the decision I made. I made a choice. So my choice is to always make sure that I'm lifting weights and eating right. That is the main thing, is make sure, get with a trainer, get with self-made trainers and find out how you can get your road on, you know, to say, okay, I'm
and on. You've worked for some cases. You've got some great transformation stories. Now, the grandma piece speaks to me because I too have one little one, but I don't know if you want to tell this one, but you had a gal come to you who was either going to be a grandma or something like that, right? And couldn't get down on the ground something.
So I had a client who was 300 pounds, came to me and said, you know, I need to get fit. I need to lose some weight. And can you help me out? I said, okay, you know, let's do this. She was diabetic. She had all kinds of physical issues. And she was with me for a year, but during that time, as she's working out, you know, as we're getting to know each other, I know that it was so hard for her to even sit. So I had her sit her on the floor. You know, she was already 50 pounds less than when she started. And when she sat on the floor, she was in tears. And she said, I haven't sat and touched the ground in 15 years. That was like, it was amazing. You know, those things are the ones that get me going as a trainer. You know, I see that. I said, wow, okay, I'm helping her. This is something awesome. And she lost 100 pounds and she's off of her medications. And you know, she's got grandbabies now. And you know, it's a choice she made. She made a choice. This is what I want to do. And she continued. It's not something that happens overnight. You know, it's not something you get up in the morning, okay, I'm going to do this. And that's no. But if you have somebody that supports you, it could be your friends, it could be people at the gym, you know, you have a buddy, get a buddy, but that's going to help you to do what you
do. You do buddy training.
I do buddy training. And that always, it's very encouraging for that other person when they're not in it that day. But again, it's got to be both of you. You're training with a buddy, that buddy's going to help you and encourage you and vice versa. So, and that's why you have a trainer to get both of you to do what you want. So, but yeah, I love it. I really do. I think it's a shame that, that people decide to just sit in front of a TV and just not do anything and not take care of the one body that you have. This is the only body we get. Why not take care of it? Why not feed it what it needs and be healthy, you know, for the future, you know, whatever that may be, but it's going to make you feel good mentally, you know, get out, you know, there's so much anxiety out there, get out, walk, you know, I have a lot of women that go through anxiety and it's all about moving and doing, you know.
So you have so much wisdom. I mean, I know we're just kind of touching the surface of what you're all about. Yeah. There was a time when you were just getting into this and looking around the gym at all of us wandering souls, not knowing what to do with the machines. And then you started conversations and started training some people. And then you started giving some of this eating advice and dieting's a bad word. Just, right? Feeding your soul, feeding your body what it needs to be on this earth as long as we can. And then somebody came over to you and said something like, Martha, you're giving the goods away for free. You got to start charging for that shit.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So my boss then, and she was my good friend, she heard me because every time somebody would come in and wanted to use a machine, I was then getting certified to be a trainer. So I was like, whoa, I got all this knowledge now, you know. But I was thinking to these people, and they were like, wow, I'm going to go to her. She's just going to tell me. I don't have to pay anybody. So my boss took me aside, and she says, I need to talk to you after. I was so nervous. I'm like, oh, no, what did I do? So I go in there, and she's like, Martha, she goes, you're going to be a great trainer, but you got to stop giving people the free advice. There's only so much you can give, you know, because you want to be a trainer. They're going to start, you know, charging, you know, pay you for all of this knowledge that you have. So that just kind of clicked. And I said, you know what? You're right. I stopped doing that. And it worked.
She taught you to be a businesswoman.
Yes. Yes.
And you have been building that business. And I think that's important to kind of note too, though you are exclusively at Self-Made, it's almost like the hairdressers that.
Yeah, we're entrepreneurs, you know, that's what I am, is an entrepreneur. That's my business. I go in and out whenever I want. I make my own hours and it's great, you know.
So clients can set their schedules with you with what works for the two of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have your own website or Instagram or something like that?
I have my Instagram, mad.training_.
Okay. mad.training_.
Yes. Mad training.
Yeah. So, yes. I loved it when I found that out because I'm like, ooh, yes. Training makes me so mad.
And the mad is Madrigal, so that's my last name. So
Madrigal. Yeah, I didn't know that was your last name at the time. And you know that there are so many like mad trainings out there. Like that's a really great name.
Yeah.
So I walk into her gym. Oh, I know what it was. I had a colleague that said, "Let's do buddy training," and then didn't show.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So I was all in for like splitting the price and just seeing if, you know, maybe in a week or two I could build me some biceps.
Yeah.
And I looked at you, and you guys got to go to her Instagram or my advertisement for today's show, because her back, hashtag goals. Like,
thank you.
I have always been a strong girl.
Yes.
Like I did shot put and discus in high school, played basketball and volleyball. But you couldn't see the muscles. There was too much fat on top of like, and this was my shtick for a long time. I would just say, you know, round is a shape. I'm in shape.
I'm in shape because I work out. It's just kind of like a runner. You know, I run on the treadmill every day. I'm in shape, but really it's so for me, you know, I see myself. So, and I think, okay, I'm 60 years old, but it didn't happen overnight for me to get to where I'm at today. You know, it takes time, you know, it's consistency. It's wanting it. It's support. It's all of that. You cannot just do just say, well, I've been working out for so many years and this is why I look like that. You know, some people will come up to me and say, wow, you must have been working out all your whole entire life. No, I have clients who have been working 8 weeks and they came, you know, from not knowing to losing weight, gaining muscle in 8 weeks. So it's not about your age, how long you've been doing it, how you look. It's consistency. So if you start young, let's say 20, and you're consistent, you're going to look and feel good, you know, and that's the precious thing about, you know, staying fit. You know, it's an everyday, you know, it's for me, I don't see it as a struggle. And it's funny, but I talked to my daughter yesterday and she was like, she says, Mom, you always say it's not work. She goes, but you do work, you know, you work at getting up in the morning, you get up, you work to stay fit, you work to be a good mom. And I said, but I don't see it as a work. You know, I enjoy it. It's part of my life. It's part of me.
So that's the mindset piece.
That's the mindset.
You, a long time ago, shifted your mindset out of like, I have to work out, or I, you know, some negative frame.
Yes.
I have another coach. I need lots of help. So it takes a village to raise Lisa, but my creativity coach, God bless her, she says, change one word, Lisa. She suggests instead of saying, you know, like today, what do you have to do today? Oh, I have to pay my bills. I have to get my hair done. I have to record the show. No, I get to. I get to pay my bills today. I get to spend an hour with Martha. I get to record a show. I get to go to the gym and improve the quality of my well-being. I get to. And that one little shift, it's a verbal shift, but it has really supported for me a mindset shift. That's what I hear from you. And I know that mindset is a big, big piece for you.
Yes. But so, you know, like when people come up to me and they'll say, well, I've got this, I want to lose it here. You know, they look at the negative. So what I tell them is, and I've told you, I believe, don't tell me negative. Give me one word, positive word. You know, put a positive in front of a negative and always do that throughout your day, because we are so hard on, we're our worst critic. So if I tell you, you know, put a positive in front of that, just give me something positive. And they'll stand there and look at me like, seriously? I'm like, no, I'm serious. Because they'll be doing something and they see in the mirror and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have this fat under my arm or whatever it is. I said, stop right there. Stop what you're doing. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell me something positive that you like.
And switch the script. So neuroscience tells us how powerful that is. It's like having the rubber band on your hand and snapping it. It stops where we naturally go in our critical flow in that logical part of our brain. And it forces a different direction. And that's a powerful, powerful shift that I don't know we make as big of a deal of that as we need to. And you've watched me struggle with that. Like, well, okay, I just gotta say, I've avoided gyms my whole life because one, I don't wanna, two, I don't wanna, and three, there's mirrors.
And those are good for you.
No, not for me, because I had a hang up with like seeing myself. And when I realized you saw something differently, that, and I was finally willing to, you know, I want it now. That's a whole nother show. We need therapists for that. But, so I think it's so meaningful. What I don't want the audience to miss is that mindset and body work aren't the only things that matter to you. You are a holistic mind, body, soul, spirit person.
Yes.
Yourself. Wow. Like if you are watching Martha right now on Facebook Live, which I hope you are, show us your guns again. Oh my God. But she is gorgeous on the inside and the out. So that self-love that she talks about, that she puts into practice with working the body out to preserve the one gift that we're given on this earth that we have control over. We don't have control over earthquakes.
That's right.
We don't have control over other people or our children or COVID, or yeah, we have no control over all these things that we let worry us up. And this is the one thing we have some power over. Wow. And people like me show up and give you all kinds of excuses for why. And we use the C word.
Yeah, and that's not allowed. The C word is not allowed in, when you
not allowed in Martha's Gym.
You can say I'm not able to yet. Okay, I'll give you that.
Because you know what? That opens up possibility.
Absolutely.
Well, yes. That opens up possibility. And I have noticed in the last couple of months that my body is cooperating with some of those possibilities in a way I have never seen it cooperate before. So there's a connection there, right? Like when we give ourselves that mindset and that permission to change and transform and grow and maybe do something we've never done before because we've limited ourselves.
Exactly.
You've the limited. Body like listens to us.
Yeah.
Because
you're in control of your body. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, I'll share with you, I have two young girls that train with me. Very young, they're in their 20s, and they want to not work out, and they just want to be, you know, let it just, can I just do a bunch of cardio, you know? And so again, there we go with cardio is not going to get you where you need to be. If you start now at a young age, you know, you're going to work, get a good heart, you're going to have endurance, you know, all those things play. And they were listening to me, and I could see them, they're like, wow. I never thought of that, you know, and like you yourself, you know, training you. I remember in the beginning, you didn't want to, you weren't all in, you know, there was one time that I think you called me and said, I'm not coming in. I said, oh no, you're getting your butt in here.
If I allow
that to my clients and say, yeah, don't come in, you know, it becomes a habit. And there you go back into not
coming. I prepaid for that. It wasn't like I wasn't showing up for you. You're like, Lisa, you're not showing up for yourself. You are showing up for yourself today. I was like, oh yeah, this is not about making Martha happy. This is about doing what I need. But what is it about muscle building that's so different than cardio?
So cardio is for endurance. Cardio is for you to, so let's say you want to build muscle, you're building muscle. If I do a lot of cardio, it's going to, so muscle burns, right? It burns your body fat. Cardio is just automatically just going to make you lose calories. You're just losing weight. So you're at the same time, you're losing that muscle mass that you built so hard. So let's say I have muscle. I've never worked out, but I have a little bit of muscle and I get on the treadmill every single day. And then I don't see it. So, wow, I've been on this treadmill. I'm not seeing anything. Well, the little muscle that you were blessed with, you're using it up for energy, and that's what you call skinny fat, because you're just the muscle now is when you're lifting weights, you're eating correctly. You have to eat right, have enough protein, have enough carbs, have enough fat in your eating every meal in order for your body to change. It's not going to change if you leave that part out. I don't care how many days you come and work out, your body is not going to change. And I've had clients who just come in, work out 5 days a week with me, four times a week, but they're not changing. They're not shifting the way they eat. And they'll say, hey, why am I not well?
Why don't I look like you yet?
You know, yeah, you've got to change. You have to want it so bad that you're going to commit. Changing the way you eat doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat what you want to eat. It's just about knowing how to eat it and when to eat it and how much to eat of it. You know, if I want a piece of chocolate, I'm going to eat the chocolate, but I know my limit. I know, you know what? I'm not going to have the whole box. I'm going to have a little piece because I'm allowed to have that. My body's allowed. I've worked hard for this. I'm going to eat that little piece, you know, but it's all about you, the way you eat. If you've noticed your body, you know, you've changed, you start seeing definition. Why? Because you start implementing that protein, implementing the food.
Yeah, I started listening to Martha, but I also have like, so I want to be completely transparent with the whole universe. I have a long history of emotional eating and eating for the wrong reasons. And like my relationship with food has not always been healthy, that sort of thing. I think when, this is why the body, mind, spirit piece is so vital to you, because you know that it, when there's something not right inside of you, you're not going to show up and perform the best on the outside. And so this whole fueling your body with the right food is so that you can contribute toward all of that. And once I got that, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I mean, I'll eat whatever I want, but do I want to eat that? Do I want that to be what shows up for me the next day?
Yes.
Like that, like for me, that was the mind shift that's been helpful. The other piece, I have to say, I'd never really considered weightlifting a mindfulness practice, but it is hugely that. And we've had this talk in the last few sessions because I'll want to say, hi, how are you? What'd you do on the weekend? And you'll want to say, who's on your show this week? And blah, blah, blah. We'll want to kind of, because we like each other.
Right. Yeah.
And we have this limited time together. But every one of those conversations that come out of our head that are just talk pulls away from the energy and focus of doing this muscle work. And when you, and you always redirect me, you're so good about that. And when I listen to you, that's when the gains happen.
Yes.
And it's not like I'm going after the gains. I'm going after the mindfulness. I'm like, oh, Martha said to do this. Okay, I'm gonna be present in this moment. And I, if she says my body can do it, and I gave myself enough protein yesterday and I drank enough water, then let's see if the body can do it. It's almost like a challenge.
So it's a mind muscle connection. So you have to, that's why when you're, when I tell you to do certain things, certain workouts, you know, you always want to be in the present of what you're doing, not wandering off what your kids are doing or what you did last weekend. You're there for a reason, to change your body, to make it work. So let's work on it. You know, mind, body connection, you're connecting, like connect the dots. So
yeah.
If you don't do that, then your 45 minutes has gone by and all you've done is, you know, talk and
raise some money and some time around sweaty people.
Then I'm not doing my part. Yeah. I'm not helping you out. I'm just helping you out talk more. So I have to stop there. And there are clients that they just want to come and talk. But I always say, wait a minute, are you here to talk or are you here to work out?
Yeah, because I have a friend, her name's Lisa. She's a therapist. She can all refer you. Like, yeah, that's like the thing. That's not what you're here for.
Yes. I'm here to help you out. Yes, you will have days that are bad. We all have bad days.
What do you do on a bad day?
When do I have a bad day?
What do you do on a bad day?
Walk, go outside, go for a run. That's what I do. And also I'm an artist, I draw. So when I'm having a bad day, I get a pencil and paper and start drawing. So that's part of me, you know, I'm an artist. So I do take the time when I'm having a bad day, you know, like people go outside or they go skating or, you know, there's always some, if you're having a bad day, you get out, go for a walk, go for a coffee. For me, I sit and draw.
I order DoorDash and I hide under the covers and I binge on Netflix and Hulu. And I call my girlfriend in Ohio and I cry for an hour. And she says things like, Lisa, why don't you go out for a walk? Because movement matters too. Mindset matters, but movement does matter.
Yes.
And we've got all kinds of science about that.
Well, and that to me is one of the biggest things is like, you know, you have to move people. You know, you almost want to say hello, you know, don't sit in front of the TV all day. It's just a waste of time, you know. Get up, move anywhere, move to the front yard, go to the backyard, you know, that's movement. You know, I'm not sitting all day long. I'm constantly doing something. Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody that watches TV. So I'm just moving, you know, that it feels good. It's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. And there's a lot of times, I'm inside and it's raining. Well, you could move inside. You know, you can jog in place. You can go up and down the stairs. There's always a way to move, you know. So like I said, it's always a choice. You have that choice. You're your own
competition. I was watching, I love this, Martha, because some people might look at you and go, oh yeah, Martha, well, you were a runner when you were young. So movement's always been a part of your life. Like, it's not just not a part of my life. It's not what I do. Like, I, you know.
I didn't start running until I was in my 40s. So it's not where I didn't always work out. I was never an athlete when I was growing up. I didn't work out. My 20s, I didn't work out until I hit my 40s. And that's when I said, you know what? I wasn't overweight, but again, not because you're not overweight. It doesn't mean you're not healthy. You're unhealthy. I was an unhealthy person.
You told me you were a fit mom with no muscle.
There you go. I was a fit mom. That's what they,
At least you were not an unfit mom with no muscle.
I was a fit mom with no muscle. Yes.
And your baby sat in the middle of the track and watched you run circles around him, but no muscle. So you didn't have this going on.
I didn't have any of that. I was just long, skinny arms, you know, and I always had the hips, but that was it, you know. My hubby would say, babe, you don't need to eat. You could eat whatever you want. And I would listen to him. So I'm like, well, he probably knows because he played baseball, professional baseball for a few years. And I'm like, oh, he knows. But then I wasn't into training then. So until I said, okay, I know that I need to eat right in order to look a certain way. You know, I cannot.
We talked about this yesterday. I just watched a little clip with Jane Fonda. And no matter what you think of her, and I know she's lived in a world of privilege and had all kinds of pry work done and things like that. But at 84, her mind is really sharp and her physique, if you will, is extremely mobile. Let's just say that you can ditch on what you think about her face and fillers and all of that.
Yeah.
But the point you and I talked about was that's the shtick. That's the point. The point is this elongates not just your life, but the quality
of your life.
Like on any given weekend, you can hike up whatever mountain you decide looks interesting. You can strap that baby, that grandbaby, to your back and take him on a hike.
Yes.
And that's like, that's living.
That's living. Yes.
That's living.
Absolutely.
So the gym says it builds champions. What kind of champions are being built? What kind of champions have you helped build?
Oh, so many. What do you mean? Like what kinds of champions?
Well, I know something that the audience doesn't know, that you're about to sign up for a thing.
Where champions are made. You know, there's at our facility, you know, there is all kinds of trainers there. You have bodybuilding, you have competitions, you have trainers that know boxing. You have it all. It's all one gym that has everything, but it's a private gym. Me personally, I'm on a journey. I've never competed, first of all. I've never competed in bikini or anything like that. But I decided that I wanted to compete in powerlifting. During COVID, before COVID, I was in training, but then they shut everything down and my competition was coming up in April of last year, but it never happened because of the COVID. So here we are and I decided, you know what? I'm gonna do this.
So what is it you're gonna do?
I'm going to compete for powerlifting. Powerlifting is lifting heavy. So you're going to do sumo squats, chest press, and squats. So those are the three main.
You lost me at sumo.
Those are the three main exercises that I will be competing. So that they will put me in a similar age bracket.
I was just going to ask, is it age?
Yes.
What if you're the only one? What if you're the only one above 50? You win. Ding, ding.
But remember, I'm my own competition. So I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it because for anything else, it's just because it sounds interesting. I know that I'm strong. So I want to put that to use and say, okay, you know what? I did that. You know, and if it doesn't fall through for some reason, it's okay. I'm still working out. I still feel good. I still, you know.
So what's a win for you? Like how much weight, what's your goals?
Like,
I don't know what averages are on any of these.
So it just depends on, every person is different. So right now, let's say I'm squatting 185 pounds. Yes. So it just gets better because I do have a coach. So coaches do have their own coaches. Why? Because I like to be accountable for myself. So he is coaching me through the powerlifting. And for me, I don't like to look at what he puts on there. I said, don't tell me until we're done, you know. So he'll put on the weight and I just do the weight. And then once I'm done, it's okay, what was that? Okay, that was 185, but it was 175. So right now, squatting is 185. Damn. Deadlift, I'm at 225, I believe it is. And then the chest, I'm not too sure where the chest one is at, but it's work. That is work. You know, and like everybody, and I'm human. There are times that I don't even want to go. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't really feel like going. I said, because it's going to be challenging for me. It's a challenge. But I show up and I do it and it feels good afterward. I'm like, okay, I'm so glad I did this. Oh, yes. You know,
so, you're just so inspired. I mean, you're inspiring all of us to think outside any box, any workout box I've ever considered. Like, who at 60 goes, oh, I think it's time to do a deadlift competition. Awesome.
But look at you. You're doing hip thrust and heavy weight now that you've never even thought you could do. You know, a lot of times.
Workout movements, people. Workout movements.
Yes. There, you know, when I work out or when I'm working with a client, I'll get somebody from far away that you don't even notice that they're watching you. And at the end of the day, they'll come to you and say, I was watching you do this like with your client. I could never do that, you know. And then I said, well, you cannot say you could never do that until you.
Yeah. Because how many times did I say I couldn't? And now I am.
Yes.
But I want to buckle this up in a neat package, but that's no fun. it's just too perfect, but, oh my God, there's so many more conversations I want to have with you, Martha, which I know I can't have in the gym now. Cause now I'm like, I've outed myself. I'm accountable to you and now people know it. So they're going to be watching us when we come in the gym because the gym sponsored the show. So,
yes,
but I don't go in made up. So maybe they won't recognize me at all, but, I had a guest on my show a few weeks back. He's a pastor in Northeastern Ohio and a theologian. And he's been through a lot of stuff in his life. But he, of course, counsels along the lines of spiritual wellness and mental health wellness. And you, of course, probably sit more in the physical wellness category. But on all these parts, he says, wellness is spelled with we. Because I kept thinking, you know what, I'll go to the gym for a couple of times. I'll pay Martha a little bit of money. Then I'll come home and use my weights, which are in the closet. And I'll do whatever she taught me to do in the gym. And I'll be golden. I'll do that for the rest of my life. And we're set. But there is this huge component that community has in building health and wellness. Because you watch every move I make. And half the time, I'm slipping out or not, like the isolation isn't, and that matters. And I understand that better now than I ever, ever did. It's like sitting with a former client and listening reflectively to the tale they tell and reflecting back because I'm now in it with them and they feel supported and we're having a therapeutic dance of sorts where the wellness part requires both of us. And I'm being told we got to wrap this up, but so if you want to be well, and you want to work with Martha, how do we reach you, Martha?
DM me on my Instagram, Mad Training, and then look me up, Rancho Cucamonga. You can even, Yelp?
Yep. On Yelp and self-made training facility, Rancho Cucamonga, owned by Grant Wickman, who was a sponsor for our show. Thank you so much. I love you. I'll see you in the gym.
Yes, I will see you. Love you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Back to the studio. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to Wine on the Vine with Lisa Mayaka, only on LA Talk Radio.